Amen. Listen, is there anybody that wants to be baptized today? You came to be baptized today? Wave your hand. Let me see how many of you today. God bless you. Put down your hands. Is there anybody sitting down here? You didn't come here to be baptized, but you have never been baptized before. Can I see your hand up? You didn't come here for baptism, but you have not yet been baptized. Can you stand up? Can you stand up? Okay. You didn't come for baptism, but you have never been baptized. How many of them? Okay. Can I just ask you a question? Are you a Christian?
Yes, sir.
Which church did they go?
I did go Christ Embassy.
Catholic?
Christ Embassy.
Christ Embassy.
Yes, sir.
Why have you not been baptized?
Nothing, sir.
Nothing? God bless you. Be seated. Sorry. Have you gone anywhere for deliverance?
Yes, sir.
Any church for deliverance?
No. Deliverance.
Deliverance prayers?
Yes, I went to last week.
To another church?
Yeah.
Okay. God bless you. Out of your Christ Embassy, okay, they don't do deliverance there. You just take it and you are free. Okay. Sit down. What of you, sir? I said, this is why I'm asking. Which church do you go?
Amiebu Tabernacle Church of God.
Eh?
Amiebu
Tabernacle in Lagos, yeah? For how long have you been there?
Just 2 years.
And you have not been baptized?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Okay. Do they baptize in that church?
Yes.
Yes. And you don't know why you have not baptized? You are not interested.
No, I'm interested.
Then why were you not baptized there?
They've been preaching of it, but they didn't do it.
Eh?
They didn't do it.
They don't do it.
Yeah, but they preach about it.
I don't.
They preach about it, but they don't do it.
They preach about baptism, but they don't baptize.
I think I don't know the time they baptize.
You don't know the time they baptize. Yes. You've been in that church for 2 years.
Yes.
Have you been paying your tithe in that church?
Yes, once.
Yes. They preach about tithe and they supervise the payment of tithe. Okay. God bless you. Be seated. What of you, sir? I have a reason for asking you.
Brother Moses.
Brother Moses.
Yeah.
Which church do you go?
Kingdom of God Ministry.
Eh?
Kingdom of God.
Kingdom of God Ministry. But why have you not been baptized?
Auntie, sir.
Okay. God bless you. Be seated. What of you, Daddy? Sorry, you've been standing.
Sir, why I never baptized? I started from Muslim to Christian in the Bible Life Church. Later, God began to answer my prayer. After that, for 4 years, I'm back to Mountain of Fire. My prayer does not answer as I want again.
Your prayer was not answered.
Yes, sir. But
you converted from Islam to Christianity.
Yes, sir.
And the prayer was not answered.
No, he answered. First time when I start, every problem when I carry come vanished.
God answer. Clap your hands now. Amen.
Even the sickness, my wife come there on the body purge. We don't know the time where the sickness go.
Amen.
And after that, I stay 5 years. I don't have work. 4 months when we start the Christianity. I have job in Calvary.
Amen.
So all what I lost by that time, God will restore and back for me. But the foundation, how did they call it? Foundation class, where did they go for baptism? As I don't know how to read and write, I know fit to go. My children go, they baptize.
Sorry. That foundation class.
I didn't go.
You could not go.
I can't read. I cannot write. Oh. That's why I no go.
But your children, then go. So then baptize them. But you now, as you know, fit, go school.
Yes.
Up to now, you never baptized.
No.
Sorry, sir. But here now. Amen. For here, we know they go any school before baptism.
Yes, sir.
Will you baptize now?
I'm ready to do.
You're ready to do it. Clap your hands now. You see? God bless you, sir. Be seated. And you too? You too? Which church do you go?
God puts on prominent mission.
Eh?
God puts on prominent mission.
Gospel and something.
Goalpost of promised mission.
For how long have you been there?
4 years, sir.
You have not been baptized?
Yes, sir.
You are not a serious member, correct?
I'm a serious member, sir.
They're not baptized for that church?
They preached about it, sir, but they never baptized for once.
They preached, but they're not baptized?
Yes.
What did they tell you about baptism? What did they preach?
They preached about baptizing.
Saying what?
Several times.
Eh?
There is to be baptized by the name of the Father, and the name of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
But they don't take you to baptism?
No, sir.
God bless you. Be seated. And finally, you. Finally, sir.
My name is
Sam. Which church did they go?
I attend Christ Embassy.
Christ Embassy. Why have you not been baptized?
I don't know.
You don't know? No, think very well. You are not interested.
I just felt reluctant.
Eh?
I felt reluctant. As in I've heard about it, but felt consigned, unconcerned.
Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. Who again? Sister? Eh?
Winners.
You attend Winners?
Yes, sir.
And why have you not been baptized?
Because I'm not too serious there.
Why are you not serious there?
I attend every church close to me.
You attend?
Any church close to me.
Or any church close to you?
Yes.
But you don't do the things they do in that church close to you?
No.
No. So you don't belong to any church?
No. Not full member of any church.
So, is this church now close to you?
Yes.
That's why you are here?
Yes.
Okay, God bless you. You are welcome. Listen, church, you know why I'm asking this? Those of the old people here, you know what I'm talking. You know what? See, one day, people will wake up one day and realize that they were wasting their time going to churches and thought that they were saved. Nothing. How can you go to a church and you don't know the meaning of baptism? The first gospel that is preached to anybody that gives his life to Christ is baptism, because what is the gospel? The gospel is about the cross. How can somebody go to, if you come to this church, you will not stay for 2 weeks before you baptize. And nobody will force you to baptize. And it's not a precondition for you to be our member. Salvation begins, your first step of salvation is accepting what the Lord Jesus Christ did for you on the cross on Calvary. And what is the evidence that you have accepted? He instituted an ordinance of water baptism. He went to the cross on Calvary to shed his blood. For without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission of sin. If your sin is not remitted, which heaven are you going to? How has the cross benefited you if you have not yet been baptized? Let me tell you, heaven doesn't know you if you have not yet been baptized, because your sins separate you from heaven. Your sin is still covering you. Only the blood of Jesus Christ will wash it. And it's demonstrated by first your repentance. And then you are telling heaven and the earth that you identify with what he did on the cross on Calvary. You die with him, that is repentance. You are buried with him, that is water baptism, and it must be by immersion. And your hope of resurrection, the third day he resurrected, we too will have hope of resurrection, you come out of that water. Every sin you have ever committed is remitted. How can somebody downplay that and say he's talking about going to heaven? People travel from everywhere to correct this water baptism. When they are hearing us on television, our popular song in this church, every member of this church left a denomination to come here. There's nobody here that left their parlor and came here. Every member of this church, our eyes of understanding, he has opened up our lives, and to victory is ours. We are chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God, who's original life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you have ever prayed and something happened to you, God just extend his mercy on you. And that you pray and God answer you does not mean you are saved. Salvation is more than you pray to God and God answer you. Even armed robbers, before they go for operation, they say, Father, help us. And when they succeed, they will come for thanksgiving with beer and pepper soup. So they will tell you, God answered us now. God answered us. Prostitute will say, Father, help me for today's market when they wake up in the morning. Then before they go to bed, they'll sit down in their bed and then count their money and say, Papa, you blessed me today. They will tell you God answered the prayer of a prostitute. That's why she get plenty customer today. The fact that you pray and God answer you is not evidence that you are his child. He's a very merciful God. You're only enjoying his mercy. But when he comes to those who will be with him eternally, that is salvation, there is something he does with them. There's a process he lets them go through. And unless you go through that process, you are only a churchgoer, a religious person, not a Christian. When you come here, we try to tell you that. A lot of churches are business enterprises. People don't know. Commercial houses, that's, and it is what your heart is, that is where you pay emphasis of that church. That's all. Since they are there to make money, it will be prosperity, prosperity. And what type of prosperity do they preach? Prosperity about come and give to God. Come and give to God. Come and give to God. You don't see pastor give you anything, but he they prosper. Now you they give. Pastor not they give. Now you they give so that you will prosper. But his own prosperity is dependent upon your own giving him. So you see, that's why the one pastor is richer than the whole church put together. Because that is his calling. And that is why it is only he and his wife that are the managing director, chairman of that company called So-So Church Limited. That's the truth. So they don't care about anything going about salvation. Prostitute, God loves you. Come the way you are. You can dress anyhow. 419, cocaine pusher, anybody, come the way you are. You can't come to God like that. Can't come like that. We try to tell. I hope any prostitute here, no put offering today. Your boyfriend sleep with you, give you money. You wake up this morning, you can't put offering here. Ha! You are looking for trouble, oh. I hope there is no 419 here, no cocaine pusher that brought offering and tithe here today. After service, go and collect it back, oh, because that will be the end of that your business. If you go back, they will arrest you. You are insulting God. Don't do that in a living church like this. Don't try that. Don't try that nonsense. Don't do that in a living church. God is not interested in your money. He's interested in your soul. It was not for your money he went to the cross on Calvary. It was for your life, your soul. Have that at the back of your mind as you come to a church like this. As you want to be baptized immediately, please, if you have not repented, don't come for baptism. Please. If you have not decided to serve God fully, Don't bother. If not, wallahi talahi, you're only going to swim. So don't bother yourself swimming. There's no effect to your salvation. But those of you who have decided to serve God, you have been looking for opportunity like this. The opportunity has come. As you enter the water, some by the pool there, you will receive the Holy Ghost. When we finish, we bring you here. We minister Holy Ghost. That is eternal life. And when you do that, who is that demon that will challenge you again? The power that nonsense has over you is broken on the cross on Calvary. You have identified with. If not, go for deliverance anywhere. You are only wasting your time. For Satan knows who is of Christ and who is not of Christ. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. And that blood was shed on the cross on Calvary. And unless you identify with that blood cannot speak for you. That is the truth. Please, those of you who want to be baptized, we are ready. The baptismal cloth is ready. We baptize you. We come and we pray and make a decision to serve God and see this God of Israel, how he deals with his own children. He calls us the apple of his eyes. Foundational cause, demon husband, all that can only deal with people who are not under the blood, because we have the blood to speak for us. God bless you. Shalom.